I believe he's seeing if there's anybody that will stand up. Is there anybody that will believe? If there's anybody that will take authority over his wicked, wicked, wicked power. I'm going to begin a short word here tonight in Matthew chapter 8. If you turn in your Bibles, beginning at verse 23. And when he, Jesus, was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? I can tell you what kind of a man he was. He was the kind of man that didn't take anything from the devil. And he demonstrated extreme authority over Satan in the earth. And before he left, he gave that authority and that power to his people, to his family, to his church. And I want you to think about that. We're being threatened here tonight by Satan. Satan killed Job's children with straight line winds. In Job chapter 1, you can read the account. And there's no mistake, the word says Satan did it. Okay? We have power, we have authority over these winds. I was sitting at my computer in, 2022 or 3, I don't remember now. And on the northwest corner of my house, I have a computer in the corner. And I could hear that sound that I heard about so many times. Sounds like a train coming at you. In church, in less than 1 minute, that straight line wind hit my house and did $65,000 worth of damage to my house. Well, what were you doing? Well, I didn't take authority. It came so quickly. I was at my computer. I was doing some computer work, maybe even making a message. I don't remember. But I can tell you this here. I try not to let myself get in that predicament, but I have many times. And there's been times that we have seen God's power demonstrated in this church. We have authority over the elements on this earth. That's what the Bible teaches. We were having, I think it was a harvest fest over at the Bain Center some years ago. And there was a storm heading right towards us. And I said, let's just take the time and rebuke that storm. And a fellow that was going to church here at the time said, look at this here. He says, that's coming about to Fort Smith, and then it's breaking, and it's like it's divided now, and it's going around us to the north of us and to the south of us. We've seen that over and over again. We need to demonstrate and exercise authority over Satan tonight. How many people were killed up in Jackson Some people said 4 or 5. Somebody, people said over 20. Does anybody know the amount?
14.
14 people killed. I don't want anybody to be killed here. I don't want anybody's roof to be torn off here. I believe that we have authority, and I'm going to rally those of you that believe that. You know, Jesus said this in Matthew chapter 18 and verse 19. He said, "Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching any subject that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by my Father which is in heaven." See, we just have to confront our belief system, what we believe. When we say we're Christians, what does that mean? Do you believe that there's power in the earth today? Because the Word says that there is. And is there power over sickness? Is there power over the elements? Is there power over poverty? Is there power over these things? I believe that there is. But the church has to be sober, vigilant, because your adversary walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, whom resists steadfast, the word said. We have to resist him. We have what we can gain here and what we can lose. I lost my laziness when I saw what happened. I'm telling you, it wasn't over 30 seconds. And I looked, and I could hear something was going on. I didn't know. The walls were shaking. I said, well, these walls are coming down. That's what I thought. I thought, how do I brace myself? Where do I go? You know, when it's coming at you, and it's just a moment away, many times that's a little too late to prepare yourself. We should be prepared. And we should be prepared tonight. And I want to take authority over this tornado season, the entire tornado season that's upon us here. And I believe that we can do that. Go with me, if you would, to Matthew chapter 16 and verse 19. And remember what his disciples said. What manner of person is this, my God? Even the wind and even the waves obey him. And in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 19, again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. Now there's more than two of us here. We have more than enough people in this building to have a revival that would change the world right here, if we believe that. We have more than enough power. Who does the river valley belong to? Does it belong to us, or does it belong to the devil? Is all catastrophes just, well, that's just part of this life? Well, that's not what the Bible says. You can think that if you want. You can think whatever you want. There's a bunch of malarkey in the church. Old wives' tales, and somebody passed out, well, God will give us what we need. Well, you know, you have not because you ask not. Okay? You have not because you believe not. Also, you know, when it's your family, when it's your church, many times I've brought this up. Mary McFarland was there. I don't know if anybody else was here. But the floods came to flood this church again. It was flooded in here. It flooded all over in there. And I don't remember if it was the second or the third or the fourth time. But I just got sick of and tired of it. We stood out there, and I pointed at that water, and it was moving. You could see it was moving fast enough. You could see it coming up, and I just pointed my finger at it. Everybody that was with me, joined our faith together, and I said, you go back in Jesus' name. And you could see it visibly go back. Visibly go back. And it never flooded our church again. Never. Now, you're in a church that believes God for great things. I've told you this. Don't ask for things that you don't believe that God can do for you. And my thought tonight is I want to stir you to believe God. I want to stir you till you see that answer come to your household, to your neighborhood. This is our River Valley. This is not the devil's River Valley. No, Brother Angelo, this is Tornado Alley. It's got to come here. No, it don't. No, it doesn't. I don't believe that. I believe we got to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And if I didn't have insurance, I'd still be paying for that, what happened 2 years ago, I guarantee you. But God loves us. We can do something about this. And as you read your Bible, you have to ask yourself these questions. And I've got another place, if you would go with me to John chapter 14, verses 12 through 14. And to everybody that can explain away the miracle power of God, how do you deal with these verses? In John chapter 14, beginning at verse 12, Jesus said to us, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me. So, he that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do. Greater works. We're not limited. God is expecting more from you and me than he expected from Christ when he was on the earth. Greater works. God is expecting greater works from the church today, the family of God, the children of God. Not religion, not washed up, burned out religion, but people that have Christ in their heart, and it's made a difference in their life, and it's made a difference in the way they live. I'm not telling you you're never going to get hit. I've been hit so many times, I don't know. I saw Kelly Sunday night. I knew more than anybody else in here exactly what was troubling her. You do a job like this here, it'll make you punchy. It'll make you afraid if you're not careful. It'll make you give you a nervous breakdown if you don't fight back. And I'm telling you, we are tired of the gainsayers and the people that talk against the pastor of this church. You better look out. You're under a curse. If you're listening to me tonight by recorded or anybody in here, you're under a curse if you do that. You better watch out. There is power in Christ Jesus. Amen. And it's power to do good and to save people, to save pastors, to save deacons, to save people, volunteers that come and work, even on such a windy, windy, cold day. I saw Brother Paul Perdue out there. Is he 91? Bonice, 95. I don't know if Archie, was he there today? Archie in his 90s. You think that happens by accident? Why are these young people dying? What do you do in the morning? Do you put the full armor of God on? You know that that's what we're trying to teach you to do here? We're trying to teach you to put on the full armor of God right here. That's what you need to do. Why? Because you have an enemy that wants to kill you, wants to kill your family, wants to kill your reputation, wants to get people with big lying mouths to talk behind your back or even to your face. God's not going to put up with that. You're too good for that. Your days, if you'll let it, of being pushed around by the devil are over if you'll let them be. I can't tell you how many times I could have lost my life just since I've been a pastor and before. I walked by a building one day and there were gunshots hitting the window's neck. They were trying to shoot us, a street gang in Chicago as a kid. One thing I realized, I never spent a lot of time thinking I didn't have enemies. I knew every alley. I knew where all the gates were that were opened if I had to run to save my life or to run from the police. I knew where there were roofs that I could jump from one to another and make it. I knew what it was to be hungry. I knew what it was to be talked about. I knew what it was to be shunned. And by gosh, then I knew what it was to be saved when I was 19 years old. Hallelujah. And I told God the other day, I said, Father, I said, I have had the best father because you're the only one that ever wanted to be a father to me. And I don't have any complaints about my childhood. I have remembrances, but I don't have any complaints. If I could change anything in my life, can I say cotton picking? I wouldn't change a cotton picking thing. By the grace of God today, I am who I am. And I'm telling you what, you're looking at a fellow that believes in and sees and demonstrates and has felt and experienced the miracle power of God. All I need for a miracle to happen is find somebody else that believes and lay hands on them. You haven't had any physical problems? Yeah, I have. But let me tell you something. By faith, I made it through every cotton picking one of them. Every time Satan has tried to kill me. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6. And I want you to be stirred tonight, either to be offended or to say, you know what? I believe there's people in this room that are saying there's something in my heart that tells me God answers prayer deeply, deeply, that God will answer prayer. I'm going to call on us to take authority over these terrible, destructive powers that killed 14 people up in a little town, northeastern Arkansas. Just wipes people out. Ephesians chapter 6. And I'm going to explain some things to you. Verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. See, we've got a battle that we can win. But you can't win it with meteorologists and people that sell you the idea they can change the weather. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we've got an enemy that has authority and power at times to stir up the winds and the weather to destroy human life. Well, I guess it was their time to go. No, there is an easy line in the Word of God that you could sure make a doctrine out of the fact that some people, the Word says, they don't live out half their days. Some people live longer. They extend their life. It's really up to you. You get people living in their 90s, That's pretty awesome. I believe you can believe God for 120 years. That was his last speaking on the subject in Genesis chapter 6. He said, I'm going to reduce man's lifespan to 120 years. And it's been that, and there are people today, there are people in America that have lived to be 120, 121, 122. There are people in the world. The weapons, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Now, if it's in the Bible, is it so? Now, if the word of God says there are demon imps and there are powers and greater powers, if the word says there's spiritual wickedness in high places, you mean that God hasn't given us anything, any way to come against that? I don't believe that at all. Because God said we win. Luke chapter 10 in verse 19, if you can put it up in King James, says, behold, I give you power over all the power of the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, look here. To tread on serpents and scorpions, and he's not talking about bugs. He's talking about demons. And over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now see, that's either true or it's a dadgum lie. And if it's a lie, what are we doing here? I'm telling you, in my little short lifespan, I found that every part of the word of God is true. Even the part I don't understand, I take it by faith. I believe it. I've seen God move. I've seen him change circumstances. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Second Corinthians says this. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Starts in your mind, it starts in your spirit. Casting down imaginations, well, I can't help who. I just have to follow my heart. I can't help who I fall in love with. You got that from a retarded song somewhere. And if that's the way you're going to rule your life, you're going to end up with crummy, retarded marriages that probably won't last, where you will be taken advantage of by somebody. Hallelujah. I didn't find my wife nor marry her by accident. I sought God. God told me to marry my wife. And she's a better man than me. There's been times Millie has held us together, not me. I'm just telling you. It's a good thing my kids are not like me, because I'm a handful. Now, please, let's reason together. This is a lot to take in, unless you've had answered prayer. I believe if we try to do something that we don't have the power to do, the devil will turn on us and eat our lunch. But I believe there are people under the sound of my voice that believe in the miracle power of God, and there's people that don't. It's okay if you don't. Stick around. I believe that we need to take authority. I want to take authority for the season that's upon us. What did Barbie Dybe? I can't hardly ever get his name right. Does anybody know how to say it? Darby Bybee, is that right? 40:29? Huh?
Close enough.
He says that that season is from March, April, May, those 3 months. We've already been into March, and we've already had death where we live. I don't believe those people were meant to die like that. I'm sorry. I'll make a deal with you. You don't get mad at me, and I won't get mad at you, but I don't believe that. We've seen people that the doctors absolutely say they have to die. They have to die. It's impossible for them to live. Millie, do you remember Frank No?
Yeah.
You went to the hospital with me, and I said, how bad is he? And he had all those fluids going into him, and he was in a coma. Do you remember me saying, how bad is it, Mill? Do you remember what your answer was? Somebody get a microphone to her. Here's the microphone right here on the front row, or if you've got one, and just have her, with God's help, we're going to get out of here.
I told you that.
It's on, huh?
I told you that if he didn't receive a miracle, he would die.
There's been many times that Millie's told me that. Some people's got miracle, most of them didn't. Well, what if you pray and nothing happens? Look at me, everybody, just for a moment. What if we pray and something does happen? You only got to have that happen to you one time in your life, and you'll start praying the prayer of faith. By the way, children can pray the prayer of faith. I give unto you power. We'll try one more place. And I believe that while we were sitting here, we've been preparing our hearts for communion. And let's turn to Matthew 28 and verse 18. I'll give you a moment. This is after the resurrection. Jesus has got his 11 disciples, and he went away into Galilee into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. But some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Behold, I give you the keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Does Satan have the keys? No, he doesn't. He is a terrible outlaw that hates God. He is the small g god of this world, according to Jesus Christ. And he don't have what we have. Well, why don't we see more, hear more about this? Because religion has been washed away until there's no power to it at all. Sorry, I'm not buying that. No matter what anybody else in this room does, I'm not buying that. That word power in the original Greek language means authority, delegated authority, delegated by God. And what he's saying here is, all power has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. I'm with you till the end of all of this. That's what God said. That's what Jesus said. You're not junk. And he did not leave you alone. He left you. And you know what? If I were you, I would politely withdraw myself from people that explain away the power of God. I'm going to ask you something. Satan would like to make you think you're not worthy. For God's sake, if you ever just started doing something, you'd get more blessings and more healings. If you realize it wasn't a matter of how good you are, because ain't none of us good. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All of us have. Not only that, I got one. This is real upsetting, I know. But Christians sin. Amen. I guarantee you. I can prove it. Amen. So what I'm saying is this. I'm not asking if you've been good today or bad. I don't care. Jesus don't care. God's looking for somebody that'll believe him. You know, that's the hardest thing. You know, that faith is so important to God. Abraham demonstrated it. Abraham, I don't care that you're 100 years old. You're going to have a baby. And the Bible says Abraham believed that, and that was accounted to him as righteousness. You're not going to get righteousness in this life by being a goody-goody two-shoes, because there ain't no goody-goody two-shoes. We're all decrepit people that we call it making a mistake, but it's sins. When I really get alone with God, I say, Lord, that was just, if you heard me confessing my sins, you'd say, oh my God, I didn't know you was a part of that, Brother Angelo. Yeah, I'm trying very hard for you not to find out. I just want to tell God. Billy Graham has a post on YouTube that says 5 things to never tell people. Well, what are they? I'm not telling you. Look it up on YouTube and listen to it yourself. I'm going to say this here, and then we're going to take communion, and then we're going to go home. And I love you very much, every one of you. And I don't expect you to be where I'm at. There may be some of you in this room that's farther along than me. I'm going to get next to you and find out. Take notes and find out what's the deal. But I'm asking you, if there's anybody in this room that vaguely thinks we might be able to stop some harm to come into our river valley. See, this is not the devil's river valley. This is not the devil's playground. This belongs to us. We don't want this here. And I believe that we have the authority and the power to stop that. Well, what if it doesn't happen? Well, what if it does? Anybody that wants to believe with me, stand up. You know, belief, faith can be caught and it can be taught. You can get it around being around people that are of faith. I want you to say with me, Satan, you cannot have the river valley. We bind you from your terrible works of destroying people's property and killing people, saved people, unsaved people, white people, people of color, even Hispanic people. You cannot have any of them. They all belong to God and to the river valley. And this is our river valley. In Jesus' name, obey me. Stop your wicked work. Leave this area. I'm going to say this now. You can find us in the Word. I'm speaking to every demon that's around this building, every demon that can hear me. I'm going to tell you one thing. If you don't stop here in this church and these people in the river valley, I command the angels of the Most High God to drag you down to Hades and put you in chains with some of your others until the judgment day. Go from us and obey us in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Dwayne, come on up here. Sam, come on up here. I'm so glad you're feeling better. You just had a terrible bout, didn't you? Do you feel like God